thank you for joining us for Daryl Turner's 180 Audio, where each week Daryl injects inspiration, motivation, and pure energy into your business and personal life. Your audio will begin momentarily.
Hey, welcome to Jumpstart 180 Audio. Happy Monday morning to you. I want to share a story with you that happened to me actually a number of years ago, but I've shared it from the stage for I don't know how many times to how many tens or hundreds of thousands of people. But once I was going into a Rite Aid store to buy some vitamins, and I happened to stumble across a toy box, kind of a rack for the wall, and I thought that would be great for my little guy's room, and it was $50, but hey, it was on sale for $25, so I thought, well, I'll just go ahead and grab that. So I threw it in my cart along with some other things and got to my car when it was all done and thought, you know, I think maybe I was charged too much. And we've all had that happen to us, right? You've had that happen. And what do you do next? You grab the tag on the receipt and you look at it, and sure enough, they charged me $50. So I went back in and I went up to the clerk there, the cashier, and I said, hey, you overcharged me on this. I just need to go ahead and get a credit on the difference. And she looked at it and she seemed puzzled. And she said, well, I'm going to have to get the customer service person. And so the customer service person comes out. Now, honestly, I'm a little bit confused by now, and you probably would be too. It's a pretty simple thing. We've all had a cashier write us a credit before, right? And the customer service person looked at it, and it was kind of strange, actually, creepy a little bit, made a few grunting sounds I never heard before, kind of funny if you think about it. And then he said, you know, I'm going to have to get the manager. Okay, now I'm really confused, because this is not a difficult thing to fix, right? And then the manager comes out, and he's, you know, kind of a tall guy, and smiling, and very, very kind, and asked me, you know, what was going on. And I told him, and so he walks over and tears the price tag off one remaining toy box. Says, hey, come with me. So we go to the camera department. I give him my credit card, and we have a little small talk while he's taking care of the credit. And all of a sudden, he hands me a yellow credit slip back and my card and says, you know, really sorry for the confusion today, Mr. Turner, but $50 plus tax has been added back to your MasterCard account. Thanks for shopping at Rite Aid. Now, you see, I have a problem because the items in my car, he just gave me full credit. I'm thinking he thought I brought it back in, right? So I said, well, no, I have it in my car. Charge me the right price, half, and you know, I'll be on my way. And he looked at me. He said, I can appreciate that, but I just want to tell you, it's always been my policy as a manager of this Rite Aid location that whenever a customer ends up with a mismarked item, they get it for free. Now, you see, we talk about service all the time, right? In your business and our business, and we're always talking about service. But the reality is, when we talk about service, we mean good service. What is your definition of good service? Let me make a suggestion. Could it be that which surprises people? That which someone didn't expect? Now, all of a sudden, it's good service, right? Because service is what people expect, but surprise is what people remember. You see, this person didn't just give me good service. This person gave me customer surprise, not customer service. What do you think I did the rest of the day? I mean, besides look for mismarked items, right? I went and told people. What do you think I've done for 8 years? I've told people. So all I have to say today, right on, Rite Aid, you made an impression on me that will never go away. Now, I want to ask you a question. Do you think it's possible for me to drive by a Rite Aid sign anywhere in the United States, or anywhere that there's a Rite Aid, see the sign and not instantly think of that story? You see, Rite Aid created an indelible impression in my mind. Can't be removed. It's there permanently. Why? Because they surprised me. They didn't just give me service. They gave me surprise. You see, I'll never forget that. Even if I tried to forget it, I couldn't forget it. They have had so many people hear this story since it happened. All for $25. Now, do you think they did it because they knew what I did for a living? No, the guy had no idea what I did. That's just the policy that he put into place. What are you doing right now to create positive surprises for your customers, to help them remember you forever, to help them see the sign of your business and not be able to get that great story out of their head? Hey, one last time, I'm going to say it. Right on, Rite Aid. Way to go. Have a great day. I'll talk to you next time on Jumpstart 180.
Thank you for listening to this week's 180 audio. For any questions or comments, please feel free to email us at info@darylturner.com. Or you can follow Daryl on Twitter @DarylTurner. We look forward to hearing from you soon.